Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Let's find out who's buying real estate.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're going to talk a little bit about who's buying, who these home buyers are, and then later in the week, possibly who's selling. Just what does a typical buyer look like these days?
Well, it's an interesting process because we do have a tax code change that took effect the beginning of the year. There's some things that are happening, interest rates jumping around a little bit and so forth. Tell me, Marcia, what's happening?
Well, in that climate, things are still getting sold. 120,000 consumers were surveyed nationally by the National Association of Realtors, and we wanted to understand better who was moving in this marketplace. First-time buyers made up 35% of all the home buyers, which was an increase from a nearly all-time low of 32%. So the first-time buyers are back.
Well, that's an interesting process, particularly given that in the past we understood that millennials, who represent the cluster that would be logical first-time home buyers, liked to rent. They didn't like to buy. That must be changing.
Well, I don't know if that influenced. The typical buyer was 44 years old, so not yet into the millennial zone. So we may still see that impact future forward. Now, 66% of the recent buyers were married couples, 17% females, and 7% were single men. Single men better get cracking. Those women are going into ownership.
Well, that doesn't surprise me at all. Everybody is recognizing the benefit of home ownership, and I don't think that's a gender thing.
No, it's just an interesting differential, 17% women and 7% men, the singles, the women are really out purchasing right now. 11% of home buyers purchased multi-generational homes, that is to take care of aging parents or assist children over the age of 18 that may be moving back home.
That's an interesting process. We're now starting to plan for what's going to be happening in the future. And certainly it would be an economic decision to take care at home rather than pay $6,000-$7,000 a month in assisted living.
Very interesting and surprising to me was that 18% of recent home buyers were veterans and 2% are active duty service members.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. That shows a lot of stability for a group that may move around a bit.
It's kind of exciting to hear who is actually buying today. We'll talk more about that next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.